Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade.
And I would like to give a shout out to our friends over at Golden Chick for being awesome and for being everywhere you need them to be to feed you and your hangry family. That is what they do. They also give back to their community. They have the return of their local school charity initiative that is going on. And this is really cool. This is when you buy anything off of the churro menu, they will give 50 cents from every order off of that churro menu back to a surrounding school that's near that actual Golden Chick that you are at, where you are ordering and probably consuming your churros before you even drive away, because they're that good. You're going to eat them in the drive-thru. They are going to be supporting over 230 schools within the system-wide Give Back initiative. They are also, of course, featuring all of the things we know and love on the Golden Chick menu right now. They have those lemon pepper wings. They accompany the spicy menu mainstay, those wicked wings. The lemon pepper seasoning will coat hand-breaded crispy wings, and it makes for just the perfect bite. Make sure you go try out those lemon pepper wings if you haven't already. And so many delicious things to choose from on the Golden Chick menu. If you go take a picture, take a selfie, or take a picture of your kid eating some wings or some chicken tenders, and send them to us. Tag us on The Mom Game so we can share. Thank you so much, Golden Chick, for your continued support of The Mom Game.
And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 245 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are not drinking today for a very good reason. We'll explore that in just a moment. When we get to vacation talk. Hint, hint, Julie went to Mexico. Also, too, before we get going too far, a huge shout out to our girl, Victoria Elliott, who is a proud sponsor of The Mom Game. I hope she's proud. Local Geico agent. She's had her Geico agency for 5 years. She was named this week the Entrepreneur of the Year. I don't exactly know. I think it was called Cosign. Mm-hmm. Whatever. She got Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yeah.
So shout out to Victoria, my sorority sister from Texas Tech, killing it in the business world, and we're grateful for her support, and we are super, super proud of
Victoria. She's awesome. She got to get all dressed up and go to a fancy event and hear her name announced on stage. Very cool. She's super inspirational and impressive because she does do so much in the community.
She does a ton,
in addition to running a company, you know?
She's
so
awesome.
It's very cool.
She's a stud. I knew she was going to be that way from the moment I met her, if I can, you know, just brag on myself knowing that people are going to be really cool and awesome. I knew.
You had a feeling.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Victoria Brown was her maiden name.
Well, she's a badass.
Now she's Victoria Elliott. She's a badass, and she's the Entrepreneur of the Year.
Very cool.
Shout out, Victoria. Okay. We are not drinking the delicious Coppola wine today.
No.
Because you're fresh off a trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
And you're having some stomach issues.
I'm like, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
It could change at any moment.
At any moment.
It could go south.
I told you, though. Yeah. Well, just to back up a little bit, I'm back from Cancun.
Okay.
Where I went with 11 of my best friends. Well, 11 of us total.
Okay.
Of my best friends from college. It's my, like, my best friends in the world, like, outside of my best friend from high school, Jesse, who's been on this show. And we've all stayed in touch, done at least one trip a year. We have a group text that's always going. And one of our dreams has been to all go to Mexico and bring our spouses, obviously, with I think like 40 something kids between us, because there's a couple four kid moms.
How's that going for them?
I mean, we drank a lot.
Whoa.
Let me just tell you.
Four. That's like double what each of us have.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a combining our kids together in one house, and that gives me so much anxiety.
And it's like people do it for real.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and on purpose.
And on purpose. Yeah. And then like sometimes they're like, yeah, we're thinking about it. And I'm like, y'all can all just stop. Like,
no.
There's a point where I can't even be your friend anymore.
That's right. Like, because you're totally outdoing me as a human being.
Well, you're just not going to have any time to reply to my texts. But anyway, so we just thought it would never really happen where we could all go to Mexico or go to the beach and bring our husbands, because that means neither of us are with the kid.
Yep.
And we it did happen. We pulled it off. We planned it maybe like 7 or 8 months ago, and it was this past weekend in Cancun. And so we had 3 nights and 3 days basically just going crazy.
Debauchery.
Like, just going crazy. And like the guys were, some of them knew each other, some of them didn't, some of them came on later to the scene, you know, and some of them were like dating in college, so they knew each other well. But the guys just ended up having like so much fun together. Like they were partying harder than us, almost, just talking about how much they loved each other. And like they were going to plan their own guys' trips. And we were just like, geez, y'all. Like, and it makes sense, because if the girls are all kind of similar and love each other and have the same values, I guess, and you find men that are similar to you, you know. And then we all just went nuts, and no kids. We stayed at adults only.
Only way,
all inclusive.
Only way to do it.
Yeah, so
I'm not going on vacation without my kids to be around other people's kids.
Right. I know. Ever. And there were none. Like it was. I don't know that I've stayed at an adults only. Maybe when Kelly and I did our honeymoon in Cozumel. But it was so great. And it's almost like weird. You're like, this is weird. Like I haven't seen a kid in 3 days. Like. So we all just went crazy. I mean, there's nothing else to do. And you're with all these people. It's like we had spa appointments. But other than that, it's like you just party. Like there's just nothing else to do. The weather was good the first 2 days. And then we were like in the middle of a tropical storm.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So there wasn't much laying out and relaxing. It was just like, okay, well, let's go to the bar. Well, let's go to the other bar. Well, let's go to dinner with our group of 22 people. Like it was just insane.
Okay. Logistic. This is my OCD or whatever. I have. So who's planning the logistics of this? Like who's making a dinner reservation for 22 people?
So
and when is that happening?
We have like the two, really just one, but a couple that are always the planners. The captain, if you will.
Yeah.
Back to our last
conversation
about traveling with other couples and other people. You've got your captain, you've got your co-captain, and then you've got your like the flight, what do you call it, deckhand?
And you need all these.
Yeah.
They're all essential to the group.
You know what I am? I'm like the drunk pirate on the boat that does nothing.
Okay. Well,
I bring nothing to the equation. Besides, I sometimes make people laugh.
Yeah. Well, that's a very valuable skill. It is a very valuable skill.
Yeah. Yeah,
you do have to worry about, though, if somebody's getting cut, you're going to be one of the first. Drunken pirate.
It's true.
Just telling you.
It's true. I would be cut probably pretty early on because I don't bring much to the table.
But listen, the good time girl, the always down for whatever,
yes.
The let's take a shot of Fireball when I ask you to, want you to, the one that cracks crude jokes and makes people laugh. Very valuable.
It's valuable.
Very
valuable. For the operation.
So it would be, I would be really worried about your status if you weren't such a good time. And if you aren't funny and fun to be around.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. If you were boring and a drunk pirate, a boring drunk pirate doesn't get invited back on.
You're exactly right.
But you're an entertaining drunk pirate.
Yes,
everybody needs an entertaining drunk pirate
in
their life.
Turns out, my husband is also a drunk pirate, perhaps drunker pirate. I was like, are you kidding? Like, I mean, he went nuts. I was like, well, Kelly, you only turned 41s with all your best friends, right? You know, like, because it was our trip.
Yeah.
But I think we all just, it's like when you get away from all the stressors and the kids.
That's why I call Vacation Mike. Like, he's a whole different, my husband is a completely different human on vacation. Like Vacation Mike, I mean, anyone who's traveled with him and who knows him outside of vacation is like, whoa, where did this one come from?
Which is
it's amazing. It's like, I mean, it's very rare that like, I'll be like, you know what, honey, it's, you've taken this a little too far. And I think it's happened like maybe once in our marriage.
Yeah.
And it was on our big trip to Costa Rica almost 2 years ago. For my friend Jennifer's 40th. And it was a couple couples that we really didn't know similar. Even the girls didn't know each other that well, but we were all kind of brought together by our friend Jennifer.
Right.
And so anyway, I just thought, well, this is quite the introduction to the crew.
Think Mark's like, or Mike's like party guy.
Yeah.
Like every time it comes out. Right.
They're like, yeah, whoa.
And you're like, well, he's actually pretty buttoned
up. Like, please. Trust me. If you get him at home, we're very dialed in.
Right.
But I love seeing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, it's, that's fun. That's what vacation's for. That's it what... Is. I'm not saying you have to get like completely hammered drunk every night or whatever, but just to be able to like let loose and,
yeah,
you know, pop a gummy or something and have some fun, get yeah, some early birds in your system and let's let this
exactly,
thing roll.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we did. It's like, you know, you can sleep in the next day,
yeah,
you know, all of that. So it was just so fun and just
I'm so happy
a good little break and yeah, just like reminder that, you know, just of, I don't know, really good friends and
yeah,
how important that is. And so, and a lot of them all live in the same city, you know, and I'm kind of an odd one out, like drunk pirate in Texas.
We just keep adding.
Yeah, right. I'm the drunk Texas pirate.
Entertaining drunk Texas pirate.
Yeah,
this is, yeah,
me.
You carved out quite
that's
the niche
me,
for yourself.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad you had fun.
It was great. It
re-entry. Was re-entry.
And their tummies are doing worse than mine. So just to go back to that, like I'm not struggling too bad, but that is what our group text is all about today.
It's right now is bathroom issues.
Yeah.
Butt stuff.
Yeah. But not that kind.
Not, yeah.
But yeah, butt stuff and
toilet
and
stuff.
It's like you feel it. You feel your age when you're trying to get back
yeah,
into the groove. In the moment, our joke was like, we're feeling 22. In the morning, we feel 40. Like,
yeah.
Because we just were acting like we were 22 years old again. But yeah, it's harder to recover when you're old.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly's older than me. He's very much struggling. He spent like $100 at the drugstore last night at like 10 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
I mean, it happens.
I know.
And then you'll forget all about it and you'll do it again next time you go on vacation.
Yeah.
And it'll all be great.
Probably.
Well, I'm so glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
I feel like either traveling, like leading up to the holidays before all that madness starts, or like I've got a trip to Puerto Vallarta or Punta Mita, I don't know, somewhere in Mexico, like the end of January.
Yeah, that's a good time.
And
too.
I feel like that's like, so I had a little one this past weekend. I was out of town too on vacation, and then just for a little 3-day trip, and then we'll have the holidays, and then I'll have another one, a little burn after that.
Yeah,
which I'm excited about.
Yeah. So, yeah, and how was yours?
It was fun. So we went to Charleston. I had been for Meredith Land's wedding. My friend Meredith, we were roommates at the time when she got married, and she got married in Charleston, which is where she's from. So I remember going, but I mean that had to be like 18 years ago. I don't know how long they've been married. I can't remember the year, but anyways, before I met Mike, I mean, it was
yeah,
a long time ago. And you know, when you're there for a wedding and I think I was, did I read in her wedding? Or maybe I was just a guest. I don't remember. Anyway, when you're kind of part of the travel party for a wedding,
yeah,
you kind of have stuff to do. Like mm-hmm, I think we had a brunch and a dinner, you know, rehearsal dinner. There wasn't a whole lot of time to explore. And I think at that point in my life, I was still so young that I was like, who needs to explore? Let's party.
Yeah.
And so I was excited
totally
to go back.
Yeah.
clearly. So this was my first time back, and it was everybody I was with. Mike had never been to Charleston, and then our couple friends, Chad and Heather, they had never been to Charleston either. And so I did something brilliant, which was my friend Chesley. I think I told you about this.
Yeah.
She has a travel agency. It's called Elevate Travel. And she was like, let me, you know, I've got a whole slew of things you can do. And I was like, I really don't want to do a ton. Like, make us some kick-ass dinner reservations, maybe a kick-ass brunch reservation, and what about, like, a little private carriage tour? She's like, there's a walking tour, and I'm like, out on the walking tour. Let's go the carriage tour. And so we did that, and it was super fun. It's an adorable town. We ended up going across the bridge to a place called Shim Creek,
mm-hmm,
which was super fun. It's speaking of feeling old but acting young. It was Saturday, and so College of Charleston's right there, and so I guess this is where a bunch of college kids hang out.
Oh.
We went to this place called like Saltwater Cowboys or something. I don't know. And had just the best time. And anyway, we just had fun and went to great dinners. The food there is amazing. The little history tour was cool. We went by, did you ever watch Southern Charm?
No.
Okay.
No, you did though.
Oh yeah. So there was this lady named Patricia, and she's like the matriarch of the whole thing. She's worth a gazillion dollars. Her deceased husband was like a big wig at Goldman Sachs or something. And so they took us by her house, mm-hmm. and it's just so Southern. Like, it's so not anything that's my style at all, but it's beautiful and so much cool architecture. And it's just so old. That town is just so old, and the story behind it's really cool. So anyway, I highly recommend Charleston.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah. And then I highly recommend, if you have a friend who is a travel agent or whatever they're called now, taking that shit off your plate is amazing. So holler at my girl Chesley at Elevate Travel if you want to get the hookup. But Charleston was great. Had a great time. We came in re-entry hot off the plane. Hattie had a game, so we went straight to pick up my dogs.
Sunday?
Got back Sunday. So we left Thursday, got back Sunday. Had to go pick up the dogs who are staying with Robbie, who they're about to start training with him. Yeah. Like, they're going to go live with him.
For like 4 weeks, you said,
for
right?
For a month. Yeah. In mid-December. So I'll be telling you guys more about that and kind of following along my crazy-ass dog's journey. So I went and picked up the dogs and then went straight to volleyball and then, you know, food prep for the week and all that mess on Sunday that you have to do. But it was good. It was great. It was a fun little, like I said, weekend. And yeah, re-entry is always something, but it's worth it.
It's worth, really it. Worth it. We were thinking it was like almost like so short, you know, Friday to Monday. But the more we talked about it, we were like, this was actually perfect because you only miss like two work days, you know.
Three nights. Usually I love four.
Yeah.
But four, it does seem like things tend to like just lose all fucking control.
Right.
Anything after three.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going that hard. The only thing is when I travel, and I don't know how it was like international travel. And granted, it's just Mexico. Was it pretty easy in and out as far? It's a straight through flight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Direct flight.
For Dallas. Yeah. My friends in Kansas City had to hop around. But for us, we just did Dallas to Cancun, and it was a nonstop, and I actually found a really great deal. Like, when I was booking, I waited. I'm like a waiter on a lot of things, you probably noticed. But I kind of like wait, and then I attack.
See when to pounce?
Yeah. So we got a pretty good all-inclusive deal with flights and hotel and everything. But yeah, not too tough traveling. But
yeah, customs and everything like that.
Customs was quick. So because Kelly's a Canadian resident living in the U.S., he had his own line, and I got to go in through line with him.
Oh, score.
I know. It's like it pays to marry an alien.
Yes.
You know?
A legal
Canadian alien. Yeah.
You got the drunk Texas pirate and the legal Canadian alien.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what a combo.
We're a disaster.
Quite the combo there.
We're a disaster. But I was reminded of just how... Like, I like flying to do something awesome. If you're flying for work or, like, something not fun, it almost, like, the traveling is...
Ugh. I know.
Like, airplanes, and I sat next to a guy who took his shoes off, and Kelly, I had booked... No.
Did he have socks on?
At least socks. But, like, I did such a great job, because I planned this trip, essentially, and booked everything, but I didn't check our return flights, and I booked us both separate from each other middle seats.
Awesome.
It was like such a fail, and we didn't realize until we were about to get on.
You're like hungover, and like you just want to like curl up on his shoulder and go to sleep.
Yes, I see the little E, and I'm like doing the math. I think that means we're in the middle, both of us. Like, this is terrible. So flying back was, you know, when you just don't feel good and you're trapped in between two strangers. And I don't know. I don't love airports, and I don't like being that close to strangers.
I know, and I've gotten so spoiled with traveling for so long with the Rangers and. it's hard to do that. I will, and I call me bougie or whatever. I don't spend money very frivolously a lot.
Yeah,
but so, like I'll upgrade to first class unless it's like astronomically, because you know how I am, anxiety. Like
I didn't
fear
know this about you.
My fear of flying is ridiculous.
You're a first class flyer. I don't know any in real life.
No, not all the time. Like
this
if
so
it's
cool.
If it's $500 more,
yeah,
I'm like, I'm in. It's worth it to me.
Oh, so tell me about it.
It's
what's it like up there?
It's great. There's just more room.
It's just a whole other world.
It's not a whole other world.
Yes, it
is. It's just more room for me to have my anxiety. And then you feel like you do have a little more control over what you can see because, oh, God, here we go into how nuts I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to see out, right? But unless there's turbulence. And if there's, so that's why I usually try to sit by the window if I don't have a choice or if I'm not sitting in first class or whatever. That sounds so stupid, but whatever. Because I need to be able to control if there's turbulence. I need to be able to see out the window because I need to see if we're in the clouds, if we're above the clouds, if we're below the clouds, where the ground is. If I can see the ground, it gives me a whole sense of calm.
Okay.
If I can see the ground.
Have you ever tried not looking or thinking about it?
I'm not really able to do that.
Mm. Yeah. We need to get you there.
So I don't know what it's going to take.
You've tried early birds on the plane?
Yes, I have. When I can't drink, I will definitely pop an early bird.
Yeah.
On the plane.
Yeah.
And if I'm not driving later, because that will.
Woo. Right, right.
So yeah, there's a whole, it's a whole thing traveling with me. It's a whole lot of anxiousness and leading up to and, you know, conversations with pilots and all the things to get myself mentally prepared.
I'm sure they love that you're right there next to them too in first class.
But I feel like it gives me another. So the only other time, I still have anxiety in sitting in first class. It's just, I feel like I have more room to let my
anxiety that makes
out. And I have more control over the necessary window / bathroom. You know, there's more room to get out to go to the bathroom. Like, there's all these things. It's a whole fucking thing with me. But yeah, it's a thing. It's a lot.
Do you get like special food or drink, like treats?
You do. You select your food.
You do like a whole meal?
Well, yeah, it gives you options.
Leading up to it.
So it'll say like it's time to pick out your, whatever they're serving, like time to pick out your breakfast or your lunch.
There's a whole meal up there?
There's a whole meal.
That's some bullshit, man. So it's on the plane and they just keep it a secret from the rest of us?
Well, I mean, can you not smell it back there?
No, I don't know what I'm... The planes just smell
That's
bad.
That's true.
I don't know what I'm smelling ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was like gas.
Let me tell you something. It's not like it's great food. But like usually they'll have like a cheese tray and... Then you get
a charcuterie board?
Yes. And you get a pre-flight drink before you take off.
This is awesome. Before you take off?
Yeah, they'll like offer first you thing. Beverage.
Do you have the same stewardesses as us? Or do you have like a whole nother staff?
I don't know. I think
you get the best ones?
Only the very best.
You get the
best.
Prettiest ladies?
They're so hot.
Yeah?
Hot dudes and hot chicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
A massage?
Yes, they roll
warm
a lot
blankies.
Of
you table. Get a fucking blanket, don't you?
I think you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
I should have never told you this.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did.
I don't do it on every flight. Like the flight to Mexico, we booked. And it was too much to go both ways to do. So I did only on the way out there.
Uh-huh.
Because the return flight was way too much. And I was like, well, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
Okay. So it changes like per flight, just like normal flight.
I'm not standard.
But I mean, the cost, because I don't even know how to find the cost. Like,
well, I mean, when you go click on it, it's like you're like main cabin or you can check first class.
I've never even known how to
business
do that.
Business class, first class. Like, or it just checks all.
And so it'll be like equivalent with.
It shows you the pricing. This is what it costs in the main cabin. This is what it costs in business class or first
my
class.
My eyes
whatever.
Don't even see that. I don't like anything
right there on
with
the screen.
First class. I'm like,
just to the right. And sometimes
really?
It's totally worth it. And then sometimes you can get. You book a main cabin ticket, and then you'll get the opportunity, like if you fly enough, like and spend enough on your American visa or whatever, that it'll give you the option to upgrade with miles, or you can upgrade, you know, as it gets closer to time if they haven't sold those seats for full price.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is very exciting news.
I'm so glad.
I know somebody. I mean, that's in first class.
I'm gonna send you a bunch of pictures next time.
Send me first class Emily.
Okay. All right.
Let's drunk pirate on. Julie and first class Emily. We've
and
named our show.
There's the title of episode 245.
There we are in a nutshell.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, let's talk some sports.
Let's do some sports.
Brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care. Are you tired of wearing glasses? Well, I know I was. That's why I got custom lens replacement from Tylock George, one of many life-changing options from those trusted ophthalmology experts at Tylock George. You can see the world clearly from both long distance and up close. No more readers. I got the custom lens replacement. Julie got the LASIK. Both have been life-changing for each of us. No more readers, no more contacts, no more none of that. You can head on over to Tylock George, schedule your consultation. They will tell you what fits for you, whether it's LASIK, for the young ladies out there and gentlemen, and contact lens replacement for us old farts like me. If you have questions regarding your options, just visit tylockgeorge.com/TMG. Or you can give Tylock George a call. Mention the mom game when you schedule your free consultation. Mention the mom game. As I said, that's our exclusive code is TMG, or just mention the mom game. Tylock.com/TMG, or give them a call and mention the mom game to have your vision changed forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because once you have your vision fixed, the Cowboys don't look quite as bad.
Oh, do they? Not.
Or they look worse.
They look.
Which one do you think it is?
Gosh, it's so hard.
It's so hard.
We talked about it last week. Like, my bandwidth is just, and it just, it's like, just when you think that they've like hit rock bottom and like shit can't get any crazier, you know, you've
got. Our pets' heads start falling off.
Yes. And like Jerry, we'll talk about the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. I mean, he's just putting that whole three ring circus on. And then you got like pieces of the roof falling onto the field, or, you know, it's just like.
That's like super scary.
It's terrifying.
Somebody could have been very hurt.
Oh my God.
Or killed.
Coming from that far away.
Yeah.
They would have had to have been. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to think
it's
about
crazy.
It.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, they lose again on Monday Night Football to the Texans. I actually did watch almost this entire game. They kept it interesting.
Yeah,
half.
I kind of quit on it.
But it's, yeah, I mean, you just know. You know what's happening. It's just they're so undisciplined. Their body language, I mean, I feel like I'm talking to my kid's little league team or yeah. something. Like, just so undisciplined. Pre-snap penalties. Like, it's just gross to watch.
They're so
And
distracted.
Like I said a million times, I grew up loving this team. Like, that's where, like, my dad and sister and I bonded over, you know, sports, and he in particular the Cowboys. That's like, that was so communal for us. It was, that's the way we spent our family time, the three of us. Like, we were all super into it. My sister texted last night, and she's on the East Coast, and she's like, they're just not very good, are they? It's just really hard to watch. And I'm like, it really is. It's yeah. hard. It's hard yeah. to watch. And, you know,
it's rough.
So.
And then we got more injuries last night,
yeah,
too. Jake
whatever.
Ferguson, Zach Martin, okay. Tyler Smith, Tyler Guyton. So two offensive linemen. Then you have Cooper Rush as the quarterback, and he
Bless.
Kept getting sacked because all these people are getting hurt.
And they can't run the ball.
Bell, the safety, they're all hurt now. Yeah. And I think the bigger question is, like, Mike McCarthy, like, is he going to make it through the season?
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, I guess at this point, like, what does it hurt? Do you have anybody you're looking at internally? Surely not. Because that would be one thing. Like, you know, I remember when the, you know, Rangers fired Jeff Bannister with a month to go in the season. It's like, do you have somebody internally that you want to look at to see what they might look like in that role? You know, but I don't think there's anybody internally that they would consider. So it doesn't really
just an interim
them.
Person. I mean,
yeah, but at this point, you're not making the playoffs. What good does it? You're not. You don't. I mean, I don't think there's anyone on that staff they would legitimately look at as a replacement for Mike McCarthy. They're going to go get somebody. You know, who knows?
There's all the Bill Belichick rumors yeah. already, like that he
Cliff
really
Kingsbury
wants
rumors.
It. Cliff Kingsbury in Dallas.
Yeah, it'd be
That'd
insane.
That'd be fun. Then he could come on our show.
Yeah, he would be. I mean, but you know, the thing with Cliff is, you know, it did not work out in Arizona. He's doing good in Washington, you know, with the Commanders. You know, you just wonder if he's more of a just wants to be an offensive coordinator. He's not one of those that needs that.
Like, he doesn't need
the head coach.
He
doesn't need the head coach money. I don't think he's already yeah. made such a.
They paid him a lot to leave Arizona.
Right. So it's like he's done that. I don't think he feels like he's got anything, you know, to prove financially as far as doing anything like that. I don't know. I mean, and I haven't talked to him in a while, but he is a great offensive mind. And there's just some of those guys that you wonder, like, are they just best suited to be.
An offensive coordinator.
A kick-ass offensive coordinator.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Deion Sanders.
Deion. That's interesting.
I mean, it's all.
Yeah.
That's going to become the new game. Like,
yeah.
The new focus is like, okay, who's the coach going to be?
Who's
because
it going to be?
The leering press needs something to talk about
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah. And the writing's on the wall with McCarthy.
I didn't think he should have stayed at all.
I know. Okay, enough about the Cowboys.
Enough.
Stars are
kind of cool though to see the Texans playing well. I will say that. I think it's kind of cool. Yeah, like CJ Stroud, I think he's super likable.
CJ Stroud is likable.
You know, and it's Texas, but yes, I don't like Houston necessarily, but it's Texas, and I don't know. They haven't had really any success. Too much success.
But then you'll turn around and they'll fucking be like the Astros, and they'll be annoying as shit.
Yeah, they're going to have like a few years.
Listen, we thought the Astros were so cute. I know. When they were in the NL Central, like, oh, they're so cute. They're like a little in-state rival. That's so cute. And then they just killed everybody for 7 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So careful what you wish for. With
that's true. I think I just like their quarterback. I think he seems
like a
good,
CJ Stroud
good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Stars. Killing it.
Yeah, they lost yesterday at
Lost Monday.
Night, yeah. But they had a huge win over Boston.
Yeah.
And in Pittsburgh. And
that was like their first loss at home. They're still
It was their first loss at home. But yeah, they're doing really well. They're doing great. Tyler and Jamie leading the way, Jake Ottinger playing well. And so I don't know. I think for the Stars it's always a little bit like wishy-washy up and down throughout the middle of the season, and then they're going to turn on the Jets here, you know, once they hit like that third quarter about and have that playoff push, and then I think this team's really capable of doing something well.
Yeah, and it's like we talked about with Brad Albert, like that's the hard part, is like when you get, especially as good as they've been and as far as they've gone in the postseason the last several years, it's like knowing you've got to go through that grind of the regular season just to get back to where you were the previous year. You know, that it just, it's such a grind. But they are so talented and fun to watch. And
yeah, they are. They are. Cool. They are cool. I am on this new little, a couple things like Stars related. One, I want to start going to more games, and I'm working on a suite night I'll have to tell you about.
Okay.
Because I think it might be, maybe we need like a mom game night out or something. Because I haven't been, and it's weird not going anymore at all. And then the other thing is like Ryder started skating again, like I was talking to y'all about, and with Brad on the show. And next Sunday, I've booked a group skating session, like some ice time during public skate, so not private ice time. But Ryder's little friends, they're all... None of them skate or play hockey. It's just not in the little world, the little bubble that we're in.
Yeah.
And Ryder's had this like itch to start playing again, whether it's, I don't think he necessarily needs to be on a team, but like just to go skate and like hit the puck around.
Have fun.
And so I've booked this time, and Kelly's going to go out and teach a lot of these boys to skate that are only like football, basketball guys.
That's super fun.
I know. So we're doing that Sunday, and I'm so excited about it because they actually rollerbladed in PE class a couple weeks ago. And so a couple of them started asking about skating. And then I think that's when Ryder had the, you know, the light bulb go off again. Like he was like, I'm pretty good at this and maybe better than some of these other people. Why am I not playing the sport that I'm better at? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm excited. We're introducing some people to skating and hockey that haven't been yet. So I'll report back on next week's show.
Oh, that's fun.
But Kelly's going to go out there. We've got tons of sticks and we've got all the gear, you know? And so we're going to see if we can get some White Rock people maybe a little bit more into hockey.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, it should be fun.
You'll have to take lots of vids.
I sure will.
Okay, Mavs are, they've been a little bit better.
They won a couple games in a row.
A couple games. Yeah. It's Luka's been hurt. I want to go to a Stars game and a Mavs game over the break, like when my kids are out of school.
You know what you should do, because you don't live in Dallas, it'd be fun if there were like back-to-back nights and you could get a hotel like,
so we did it that one night, remember when we stayed at the W and we went to the Stars game, which was super fun. But yeah, if we could get back-to-back nights, that would be awesome.
That'd be so fun.
I need to look at that.
Yeah.
Or even that, isn't there always a game where they do the 2-1?
Yes, the same day. Oh my gosh, can you imagine, like a double header?
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to put that on my list of things to look into, because we're trying to do like more experiences and stuff. Like Henry, I can't tell you because in case somebody's listening, but we already, like one of his big Christmas present is an experience.
Ooh.
And that's why, and I told Hattie, and she was like, well, maybe I might want to go to Six Flags do Holiday in the Park.
Can you talk about her presentation real quick?
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
because I saw this on Instagram. You have it somewhere in here?
Yes, let's do it on what's on your feed. So anyway, yeah, it's more experiences for me.
Yeah.
And I think, especially with them getting older, it's so much easier, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's hard to, with the attention spans being not as much, earlier in life, and then now they're figuring out what it is they like and enjoy, like kind of, you know, sports, music, teams, all that kind of stuff. So
Yeah, and experiences are fun for everybody.
They are.
Not just like spending money on something.
Exactly.
That's going to sit there.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of what's on your feed, that is brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. Julie.
Yes. Audrey Dolan's Media. We are so appreciative of them because they have gotten us on track with our social media, with our marketing, with our collaborations. They're working on all kinds of things, and I can't explain how good it feels as a business owner, mom, podcast host, whatever we are, to have like a team helping you with your mission instead of it all kind of falling on us to do all of these things. Because if we operate in a world of to-do lists and checking things off lists, I mean, they check off a lot of our stuff for us. So it's amazing. And Audrey Dolan started this company just because she saw the growing need for creators, influencers, digital media folks needing some marketing help. And we cannot recommend her services enough. She's wonderful. She's a great person. She supported Do It For Durrett, showed up at the concert. I had fun getting to know her and her husband and some of her friends there. And if anybody is looking to accelerate their business on the marketing side of things, she is an expert and she can help you out. AudreyDolans.com.
Yeah, I had a call with them this morning and they're sending me over a list of things that they need from me so they can take them and run with them. And that's the best feeling in the world. It's like, I can just let me give you this stuff and then y'all do something cool with it. And then that's,
exactly.
And they may have a new employee named Hattie McCoy in the next couple of years. Because, yes, Hattie created her. So cracked me up. So she comes in last night during the Cowboys game and she's like, are you ready to see my Christmas list? And I'm like, well, just send it to me. And she's like, no, it's a presentation. I need to put it up on the TV, like screen mirror. And I was like, okay. She's like, do we need to wait for Henry to get home from, he had this project to do from Wyatt's. And I was like, no, it's fine. So she sits Mike and I both down we're on the, you know.
I love this.
And she created this whole, like, with music, with CapCut, which I didn't even know she knew what CapCut was.
CapCut's fun.
CapCut is fun. Yeah. It's pretty user friendly because I've actually created a couple of reels.
Everything that used to be on like Avid and shit you can do on your phone.
On CapCut. It really is great. And I think I've done one reel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she taught herself how to do this and she's basically like got these different, they're up for like 5 seconds. She wants some stuff from Free People and like it has a picture of the shirt she wants and then these bracelets and she's like in parentheses 3 to 6 would be perfect like how many of she wants and then at the end it's like if you can't decide money is always a good alternative or whatever and I'm just like for the love child like I'm so screwed as a parent. But also I told her I was like I'm really proud of you like you know you that you put all this together like you're like, why do you say that I was like but you're teaching these are skills that you're going to use that you could use in a job and whatever. And
very
you know, people would pay you to will pay you to do stuff like this. So like that's what, you know, it's what we're doing as business owners, you know? So anyway, she had that. And then she's like, and if you don't have time to watch the whole video, then she made like this collage list with, I mean, I just was like, I'm in trouble, but I was also super
proud. That is really awesome.
I was very, very impressed.
Once again, it's another little thing she could do. She could help kids do their Christmas list in a presentation.
I know, Christmas, like music, and she's like dancing to it. Anyway,
oh my gosh. I hope you recorded it to like save forever.
Yeah.
Play at her wedding.
I know. Like she's.
That is so awesome.
She's on it. And I'm proud of my kids. And I hope that, you know, not to brag on I very rarely do that, my husband and I, but I feel like they see how hard we work that I feel like they have a desire and a lot of it's financially driven for them. Like, and they're, you know, that age where they're like, oh, how can I make money? How can I earn money? And, you know, both of them are that way that they want to be able to work to get things. And they realize that that's part of it. So, you know, I'm super proud of both of them. We started our little Etsy shops and they're designing different products.
Yeah.
And Hattie's got her stuff and Henry has his stuff, which is totally different. And so anyway, it's been fun. It's been fun to watch them kind of do something that has the initiative, that puts the initiative on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're kind of basically teaching themselves how to make these designs and how to do different things. And
it's very cool.
It,
and
yeah.
They can and, make their own money.
And it's not going anywhere. Like yeah. this stuff is not going no. anywhere. It's just going to continue to evolve.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not going backwards.
Right.
It's not like we're going to go back to drawing pictures and, you know, on paper and taking a picture of them or,
yeah.
you know, it's.
Well, and kids these days have the opportunity to do something like this, whereas we didn't necessarily.
No, not at all.
Post on social media, yeah. you know. So
and like even when Henry had Hens Bends, which he still does every once in a while, but that involves me loading up a, you know, a power washer in the back of my car and then getting out and ordering the supplies and yeah. all that kind of stuff. Now you've got these print on demand businesses, you've got direct sales companies, like all these different things. And granted, they're too young for like direct sales and all that kind of stuff, but like print on demand, making designs. There's things that they can do that they don't have to rely on someone else to get them to point A,
right.
from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Same way with like, you know, I mean, yeah, they can do it all on their own without relying on, they don't have to be, you know, 16 and have a driver's license and a truck to load a power washer up in. And it's you know,
very cool.
It is. And so it's been fun to watch them. And it's, you know, we talk about the what an awful thing technology can be and social media and all that kind of stuff, that I think that, you know, as parents, there's a way to balance it, you know, and I'm not saying we've got it all figured out by any stretch of the imagination, but I do feel like that they're learning skills that they're going to use and that are going to be of benefit to them
yeah.
later on down the road. That doesn't mean it's all, you know, roses and daffodils
right.
when you get that screen time and do that kind of stuff.
But
anyway,
to be able to channel that like in a
yes, to where it's
positive.
Not just staring at a computer and yes. pushing buttons to, you know, make blocks go away or whatever the games
or
they
like
play.
Shoot people.
Right.
Yeah.
Or yes. All and granted, don't get me wrong, they do plenty of that shit too. So
yeah.
anyway, yeah, super fun.
No, I think that's cool.
Proud yeah. of Hattie. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I don't know if you got to see it, but it's been all over social media, is the Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah. Well,
did y'all watch it?
Kelly and two of his new best friends stayed up
okay.
until one or whatever and watched the whole thing, but I was out that night
yeah.
early.
It was, well, and I tried, we made it all the way till my girlfriend Heather and I were like, Mike and Chad were on the porch and in and out. And then we were kind of laying down. I was trying so hard to make it. We watched the last fight leading up to it, which was the girl fight, the women's fight.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
It was so, and I felt like that one girl, I forgot her name, she got fucking robbed. I was pissed.
Oh, really?
Did she totally got robbed? She won that fight.
Were they fighting for real?
Yes, they were.
Wow.
And it's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, boxing makes me cringe. UFC really makes me cringe. And women doing it and whatever, it does, it's even more cringy. But they were, I did like appreciate it because they were, I mean, sounds weird, but you know, like, because they were obviously like, very good at what they did and they trained their buns off for
yeah.
it. But anyway, I didn't make it and then woke up at like 3 a.m. and I rarely get on Twitter anymore, but I thought, how can I figure out? So I just got on Twitter and the first thing that was like, somebody was like, you know, joke, it was a joke and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh dear. And then figured out that Jake Paul won and it really kind of sucked.
Yeah. He wasn't supposed to win.
Well, I think he really, I mean,
he's like
Mike
younger.
Tyson is like
yeah.
58.
Right.
Like, and
yeah.
as much as we, you know about him being in our age wheelhouse and probably me so way more than you, like he just was, he had this whole, you know, aura about him, but he also tanked at the end of his career and you're 58.
Right.
For fuck's sake. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's even, I mean, I think Jake Paul's a shitty fighter.
He's like
not,
a YouTube guy, right?
Right.
And he started fighting. And
he's annoying.
Yeah.
And whatever. But it's like, I mean, and I don't know jack squat about boxing, but I could tell, you know, from a few clips that Jake Paul is not a good fighter.
Yeah.
But Tyson's just old. I mean, he's
right.
58. So.
Does anyone still do what he did? Mike Tyson.
Bite like, ears? What?
Box? Like, there's no, I feel like he's like the
famous name.
Yeah. Like, no
still,
one.
Well, yeah.
Come behind like, him to be the next. Nobody has.
Yeah. Like
know.
A big name taken
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao?
Manny Pacquiao. And he's got to be getting it too.
And then,
I don't know.
I don't either.
It just seems like kind of a dying.
Oh, it definitely is.
Which is good.
It definitely. I know. But then it's going to UFC, which is even more wheels off. Just kicking the shit out of each other and stuff.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, RIP to the Tyson Paul fight. But I mean, again, it goes back to the Cowboys. Jerry made a ton of money. Like
right.
I can only imagine.
Oh,
those guys each made, I think Tyson made $20 million and Jake Paul made $40 million. And whoever the MVP productions, most valuable productions, that guy's just raking it in.
Crazy.
It was a genius move. You prey on two different demographics. Like you've got the young YouTuber generation who like is obsessed with Jake Paul, or at one time was, and then you've got this older generation that was obsessed with Mike Tyson and wants so bad to kick the young kid's ass.
Right. Yeah.
Get off our lawn and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a brilliant move. I will say though, one thing, it may have been a terrible fight. Both of those dudes are in ridiculous fucking shape. Yeah. Did you see the meme of Tyson walking off and his ass was hanging out? Uh-uh. It was so funny. So it would buffer. He does this interview with, I forget who the guy is. And like, I think he like gave him a kiss or something, which was kind of awkward, but whatever. And then he turns around, camera's still on him, and it looks like he's wearing assless chaps.
Oh my gosh.
Like literally bare ass hanging out, but there was like something
after
on the top.
The fight.
I think they were, no, this was before.
Oh, before. Oh, this is out.
So anyway, yeah, you're going to have to find it. Like Mike Tyson butt in locker room or something. You'll be able to see.
This is going to be a scary Google.
Mike Tyson butt in locker room. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he was wearing assless chaps or something.
His
I don't know.
Butt show. Anyway. Oh, yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Huh?
The lot whole thing.
I mean, you could fucking bounce a quarter off that ass. Like,
I guess.
Yes. 100%.
Staring at it.
Your eyes haven't left your computer screen yet.
Well, because I'm looking at Jake Paul and like, I thought he was some skinny twerpy dude and he's not.
No, he bulked up. He gained a bunch of weight for that fight to get into the weight class.
Oh my gosh.
But like there were only like 8 rounds and they were only 2 minutes each and whatever. It is what it is.
Oh, but everyone was talking about this.
Oh yeah. It was, again, brilliant.
Another world.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to work in a little tackle box or we want to save that? I feel like we need to save that.
Yep. And I've got,
when do moms need to have a talk, as Hattie said, and then the parenting.
And then the parenting in me. And I've got one more thing I'm adding to the tackle box.
What is it? Surprise.
The best sleeping position.
Okay.
It's like talking about all the different ways to sleep.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of interesting.
Okay.
Especially because I have my new mattress from the fair.
Of course.
Which is awesome.
New mattress from the fair.
But before we end the show, we do have to make sure to give a shout out to North Texas Food Bank.
Yes, this is our TMG happening.
It's TMG happening.
What's happening, TMG?
What's happening? Well, what's happening is that we are partners with North Texas Food Bank and we love spreading their mission. And what their mission is right now through the end of the year until December 31st, this is the time of year where I think a lot of people start thinking about where they can give back to the end of year season around the holidays. And we just hope that people are considering North Texas Food Bank for this. Because what they want you to know is that there's kind of hunger all around us. In your world, you might not realize it. People in your kids' classes, people at the store, obviously people around when you're driving. 1 in 5 North Texas children are facing hunger. That's more than 286,000 kids. And right now, because of the Beaumont Foundation of America and Salmon's Enterprises, they're doing something really cool where if you donate, you can make double the difference for your neighbors. Your gift will go 2 times as far. Every dollar provides access to 6 meals for kids in North Texas that otherwise would not have them. And we do have our own link that you can click on to donate. It's ntfb.org/themomgame. And at the end of the year, this is who we're kind of standing with and putting our support behind when it comes to end of year giving. It's North Texas Food Bank. And that link, once again, ntfb.org/themomgame.
Yeah, the face of hunger. And that's the whole point of it, is you never know where that is. It could be anybody. It could be kids at your kid's school. It could be the school crossing guard. It could be, you just never know. Yep. And it's not something that people go around and wear on their forehead like, hey, I'm hungry and I don't have food. So that's what North Texas Food Bank is trying to do, is to provide those meals, to provide that nourishment and good stuff, not just junk.
Yeah.
To where
healthy, you know, stuff from their warehouse that we've seen.
Yep.
Their goal is 50 million meals.
50 million meals. Let's do it. 50 million meals in 2 months. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But $1 gets 6 meals and then it gets doubled right now. So just
do it. Let's just do it.
Okay. All right, so we'll add to the tackle box the sleeping positions.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got next week?
Next week is, I think it's Golden Chick.
Oh, it is. And is Gary Linton coming?
And Gary, yes. Okay. Gary Linton. Yeah. So
yeah, we have two.
We have two guests next week. It's going to be a fun show. Gary Linton.
And it's Thanksgiving week.
And it's Thanksgiving week. It's a Monday shoot.
It is a Monday shoot.
We've got a guest coming on that I've just like loved everything he's ever put on his social media. And that's how I tracked him down was, you know, this big youth sports discussion that we had, like we had with Jeff Francoeur, that I think a lot of people can relate to is, are we doing too much as parents? Are we forcing our kids to play too hard, too often? And is it a detriment to our kids and our families and especially our time with them? So, I really love everything that he has to say, and that will be coming up on next week's show. And then we're also going to eat some wings.
Yes. Howard from Golden Chick is coming in.
Yeah.
And it's going to, we're going to do like a taste test or something, or like a blind.
So you can eat the spiciest wings without freaking out.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. How's your spice palate?
My spice palate is great. It's my stomach that sometimes.
Thank God it's not happening today.
I couldn't do it today.
I would not be able to have any spicy wings.
I would opt out. Speaking of one more quick little shout out on TMG happenings. I went to this meat fight. Did you see the pictures I was putting on Instagram? It's insane. It was so fun. So a friend, Jeff Bekovac, who owns Goodwins, who has been on this show, his wife invited me because Jeff competes in this every year, and it's a big fundraiser to raise money for MS. Okay. And it has grown each year, but it's basically a bunch of chefs from around DFW, and they form teams. And each team, so they're chefs that don't cook barbecue. They cook something else, but they have to do barbecue for this event. And they have to do a rib, a brisket, a sausage, and then a wild card. Each year there's a different wild card. This year the wild card was fried chicken. And so if you buy a ticket to go to this event, you basically just walk into like, it's a big like gym. It was down in the Deep Ellum area. And you just can eat. It's all you can eat. There's beer and there's whiskey too. And I just ate so much meat, so much of the best barbecue that really? Like I've had in the fried chicken. And then Jeff ended up winning the fried chicken category. He did these little like happened to be gluten-free chicken nuggets with this delicious sauce on them. But it was just a really cool event. If you like barbecue, that I kind of wanted to spread the word about because it's very cool. It's called Meat Fight. And I think I'm going to go every single year.
Oh, fun.
And it's for a good cause too. Speaking of the meat, Hurtado.
Yes. Hopefully the deadline has not passed.
Yeah.
Because we
got to get my food.
Yes, we'll get you. We both pick up our food next week. But yeah, Hurtado making Thanksgiving dinner easy, or maybe even for like for Julie, Thanksgiving Eve easy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go pick those
still
up
open
for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, as of now.
Yeah, hopefully. If not, maybe sweet talk Brandon Hurtado into sliding you in that Thanksgiving pre-order.
Yeah.
Because it's supplies are limited. We do know that. So, but we're excited about it. I'll be serving the smoked turkey and the ham. Turkey, ham, and then I think I got a little mac and cheese.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting.
I know. And I don't have to worry about it, which is so nice.
So nice.
Yeah.
It's the theme of our world.
And don't have to worry about it. Yeah. So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back and had fun. Good luck with
you
your
too.
Stomach.
Thanks.
Yeah, I bet I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm already doing better.
Already.
I've been drinking green juice and, you know, just trying to protect my body that I destroyed for a few days.
Yeah, that's right. You'll bounce back. Bounce back.
Hopefully.
My little angry pirate. Oh, wait, whoops. I think the angry pirate's like a...
Is that?
Sex thing.
Oh, really? I don't know what that is. I'm drunk pirate. I'm not an angry pirate.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm a happy pirate. What the hell is an angry pirate, Emily?
It's confused. Go to Urban Dictionary real fast.
Oh, dear.
Urban Dictionary do angry pirate. I feel like there is an angry pirate.
Is it something of a...
Read it, Julie.
Oh, Danny wants me to read it. Oh, golly. I am not reading this.
What is it?
It is something, Emily.
Bad. What is it?
I'm not reading it. You dug yourself this hole. I don't want you to read it either, but you can edit it. It's really gross.
The act of receiving spoken love while standing upright, ending with the receiver. Not only there's a rocket involved and an eye. Okay, and then kicking in the shin. The p-
Okay. Well,
why
it makes
sense. Why do you
know
what this is?
You do something to an eye and then you kick him in the shin.
I can't believe you called me this.
He's got a...
I am not an angry pirate.
A peg leg and a...
I am a drunk pirate. Big difference.
Sorry. I can honestly say I've never experienced...
That sounds like way too much work.
Way too involved. So much execution has to take place.
There's different versions also, too. Here's a Caribbean version.
Is there a Cancun version? Okay.
Oh, well,
we did pretty good.
I am scarred.
I know. We did good about staying out of the gutter, and then I just right at the 11th hour just brought us right
you
back
sure
down.
Did. That's an ender.
Okay, that is an ender. All right. That's episode 245. We'll be back next week with 246 with a couple of guests and the Hot Wing Challenge.
Yeah. All right.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.